Greetings. Welcome to the audio lecture for Growing Yourself Psychic Module 4. All the tools in your toolbox, putting your tools together, assessing and inventorying your tools. You've done a really great job thus far creating some meditation and mindfulness practices for yourself, moving through the meditations, the modules, the exercises, possibly choosing some recommended readings to dive into. You really, at this point, it's important for you to step back and really congratulate yourself and show great gratitude for yourself, your spirit guides who you're beginning to get to know, your higher self who you're developing a stronger relationship with, your intuition that you're welcoming into yourself and integrating into your life as a part of you. And so one of the important steps in really assessing the tools that you've got in your toolbox here, starting to put them all together, is to go back to a few foundational basics that I'd like to possibly introduce, possibly review, depending on how you came into this set of modules. You may have already gotten this information from me, but so in that case, it's a review. If it's the first time you're hearing it, it's an introduction. Whenever you're experiencing anything involving your intuition, so whether it's something that came to you in a meditation, a visual, an audio, kind of an oral experience, or a knowing that you have, or even an emotion, it's important when you hit these messages, if you will, or these images, that you approach them with groundedness. And so what I want you to do initially is make sure you're grounded when you're beginning to work with and dialogue with these experiences. So you want to ground. Always be asking questions. And so ask questions. For instance, is this for me or is this for someone else? Is this in support of a question that I posed prior to meditation, for example? You also want to be maintaining an open, curious state of mind. This is a really important tool. When we are open-minded, we are encouraging an open flow of information. We're encouraging an open flow of energy, if you will. And so remaining in an open-minded, curious state is really paramount, is one of these foundational basics. When we are not open-minded, you may notice that you find yourself in the analytical side of your brain. So whether that's experiencing and embodying judgment, even discernment or analysis, any of those things are really occurring in that side of our brain, that left side of our brain, that's the analytical and linear side of our brain. And so if for no other reason to heed this foundational tool of keeping an open, curious mind, it's that it keeps you in the right side of your brain, which is where your intuition is hanging out. Some things that you want to also be embodying are gratitude. So you want to, when you're having the experience, show gratitude for the experience, even if answers to your questions and the dialogue with the experience don't come readily right away. You want to remain in a state of gratitude. It's really a state of grace. Again, it supports staying in that open flow of information between your higher self, between your intuition and you. Some other tools that I'd like you to incorporate at this point to continue to work successfully with your psychic skills, your growing psychic skills, is be mindful of your vibration, so stay positive as best you can. Like attracts like, as we addressed with the universal law information in Module 2. And so it really comes into play as a tool when you start stepping into this stuff. An example would be if you're choosing to do something possibly more negative, like spy on someone psychically, look at what someone's doing if they haven't given you permission, you're likely going to have experiences that are of that lower vibration. So as you expand into your intuition, one of the ways to keep things really above board and feeling good for yourself and on a positive trajectory is to mind your vibration. Make sure that you're checking in on a situation or asking questions for your own life and process that are really of the highest intention and for your highest good or anyone else's highest good that you're checking in on. Some things that you might want to not bring into your toolbox are judgment, negativity, and really, deciding that things aren't going well with your intuition. Whenever you start to feel a little bit more negative or a little bit less positive about your intuition and growing yourself psychic, I would encourage you to shift what you're doing. Shift your mental and emotional state to shift your physical state. Maybe go for a walk, drink some water, go do something else, and then come back to it later when you can be in a more positive state. So those are some basic tools that I wanted to make sure that I reviewed at this point in the process. I hope you've been enjoying the modules and the exercises that are inherent in the modules. You know, these are all designed as things that you can go back to time and time again and create and cultivate different experiences for yourself. In the guided meditation, I take you on a little bit of a shamanic journey, my own creation, to go and acquire new tools that may not be here in these modules. They may be things that exist in the unseen realms. And so I encourage you to enjoy that meditation and go back to it as many times as you need to acquire as many tools as you feel will support you as you continue on this journey of growing yourself psychic. You're doing a great job. I wish you all the best with this module. And as always, email me if you have any questions. Take care.